Now, if you look at a chip, clearly we have to prioritize things. And what I'd like to propose to you that it is most important to start with the most difficult part. In general, the way you would look at this is that you start by looking at the overall floor plan. You make sure that the top routes are correct, because if there's congestion here, you will not make timing. By the way, if you have long parallel lines here that crank out a lot of power and that are high frequency, it's already here that the crosstalk gets determined, even if it is found much, much later in the process. You then will typically try to build or implement the hard IP blocks. The reason you'd like to do that is because hard IP, if it's ready to go out of a library, removes uncertainty significantly. Those are blocks for which you know the area, you know where the IOs are, you know the timing, you know the power consumption already. You then will start automating the design of some of the blocks as quickly as possible via various forms of synthesis, be it regular synthesis or data path synthesis. And then you will arrive at this block that has tight constraints. And here the constraints are now given by the surroundings as well as by the spec of this individual block. And this very often turns out to be the point where the crossover between logic and physical is done. This is where the issues hit. And last but not least, you will have to make sure that your wiring incorporates methods to avoid signal integrity issues.